of an entire kingdom. "I've never seen anything more beautiful, Kate," she whispered. "Have you?" "A dress is only as beautiful as the woman in it." Avery wondered why everything Kate said sounded like a cryptic proverb. She sounded so much older than 13. Had Kate had a wise mother, too? "How did you make this dress so fast?" "A lot of us work here," Kate said. "But a dress like this had to take hundreds of hours. And Angelina's been engaged for one day. It's nearly finished." Kate let out a sigh. "You ask a lot of questions, and you avoid straight answers." They held each other's gaze in a friendly standoff. Kate finally lowered her glance. "Fine. We knew it was only a matter of time, and Angelina has very specific expectations. We knew if we waited until the dress was commissioned, we wouldn't have enough time to get it done. We can't have her sniffing around here because she might find out a group of kids made her dress. So we've been working on it for a while." "You knew the engagement was coming before the king did?" Kate nodded. "And you don't find that strange?" Kate glanced at the door, then leaned close. "I've been trying to tell you, this place is full of secrets, centuries of them. The less you ask, the better. You don't want to be held accountable for what you know." Then, more brightly, she added, "Come, I want to show you something." Avery followed Kate to where a full-length mirror was propped against the wall.